Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. Hey guys, Duke here for the Self-Positive Podcast. Today we're talking about the advantages of self-confidence. It's a whole list of stuff. This blog post is a little bit of a list thing. So I'm just going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, give you some background, and then check out the blog post for the exercises and stuff. All right, so first advantage of self-confidence. Self-confident people are able to meet deadlines and get shit done. Self-confidence is the ability to make people perform better. Like in my last post, I was talking about part of self-esteem, like the major part of self-esteem is the ability to keep your promises to yourself. And when you have the sense of consistency of keeping your promises on a constant basis, then you're much better at making good promises for the future. So the enthusiasm of getting things done is sort of self-propagating. It's not just you that has the positive mood benefits from self-confidence increase. If your confidence is such that you think you can get something accomplished, then everybody around you is going to feel that energy as well, and that's super badass. Self-confident people get a lot more stuff done, mostly because they're not second-guessing themselves. There's no self-doubt. They're just like, all right, it's getting done. I don't know how, it's getting done. Even if part of the way to build self-confidence is to be really, really good at something. And my old coach Ross, he used to call that performance confidence. But even if you don't have a massive amount of skill at something, you can still be super confident about the outcome, knowing that you'll figure it out, knowing that you'll find a result. So that inspires everybody around you. The second benefit of being self-confident is you have a positive outlook. Self-confident person is usually organized around the stuff he's confident about, and he's able to stick to a schedule. He or she, or it, or they, or whatever. If you're organized, you can stay on top of stuff in every arena. You don't let things fall through the cracks. And it goes a long way into creating trust for yourself, and it goes a long way into creating trust, everybody else trusting you. If you're able to finish your tasks on time, if you're able to do what you said you're going to do when it's needed, it's super encouraging, and it helps other people trust you and give you not only more responsibility, but more of the rewards of being served. Third one is self-confident people are often healthier. When you have your mind right and you're super confident, and you're not having the self-doubt creep in and take you out and create anxiety and depression and all that, it actually keeps your physical body healthier. When you're not dealing in negative spirals of depression, you can just go and do what you want and build this positive spiral of awesomeness by achieving everything you're trying to do and collaborating with the people that you want to collaborate with a level head. If you believe that you can get through pretty much any situation, solve any problem, it keeps the anxiety low, it keeps the depression low, and so all of the real health problems, my blood pressure, and I shouldn't say real, mental health is real, but
all of the physical health problems, high blood pressure and hypertension and like flipping out on people, you're likely to live a healthier life and add a couple of years to it. The next benefit of self-confidence is you can spend more quality time at home. Basically, if you're working or if you're going to school and you're getting your tasks done and they're not overwhelming you and you're not getting taken out by the anxiety or the worry or the future projection that your assignments or your work tasks are coming up and just looming and screwing your brain up, then you can kind of put that stuff to the side knowing you handled everything or that it's going to be handled. And when you put that stuff to the side, it gives you much more presence with the people that you love, with the fun times that you're having in the social space. You're going to be more agreeable, you're going to be more upbeat, and they're going to want to spend more time with you too, and that's beneficial for everybody. Kind of related to that, the next one is self-confident people are better friends and partners. It's easier to invest time in a relationship when you're on cloud nine, when you're up on yourself, you're organized, and when you have the time, when you have the resources to give to people. The more you, once you fix your Maslowian baseline, you're able to relate to people in ways that they need to get their needs met instead of focusing on your own lack or focusing on your own problems. When you're super confident, you can bring other people into your space because you can kind of shoulder their burden as well, and it's not a problem for you because you're a solution finder. You're a person who gets things done, so you can draw lines better between the things that you do in your everyday life, your work and your school and all that stuff, and with your relationships with your friends, your family, your partners, because when you can be present for people, they will reciprocate, and it creates a much more harmonious relationship with you. Like, self-confident people seem to be able to bind relationships really, really well because they take the care in the time that they have. Like, they actually care, and they're actually present in the time that we're spending with people. The next one is self-confident people generally have a higher income. If you work well independently because you believe that you can get things done, if you delegate confidently knowing that you can get things done, then people start to trust you and then you start creating better results in the workplace. When you start getting projects done on time, you hit your deadlines, you do what you say you're going to do, everybody respects you in that way and they're likely to keep you moving forward with promotions and raises. And if they're not moving you forward, they're just taking advantage of you, so make sure you ask for the raises. And self-confident people are also able to be that kind of assertive. And the last one is people look up to self-confident people. Even the air of self-confidence, even if you're not confident in every area all the time, but you can feel comfortable in the environment that you meet people, self-confident people are more likely to attract personal and professional goals because people just want to be around somebody who's confident. And if you look down on yourself and you're always second guessing, other people don't want to feel that pain, and so they're less likely to connect and build rapport with you. People look up to you if you're self-confident because you'll have an energy, you'll have like a magnetism, a charisma that draws other people in. If you believe in yourself and you have the courage to solve the problems that other people don't want to solve and deal with anything that's thrown in your way, people like to be around you, and that helps when nurturing leadership, when you're creating leadership. And so once you get that leadership, you have plenty of opportunities to collaborate and get the bigger things accomplished, the things that take more than just you. Awesome. So it's a short one today, but that is the positive benefits of being self, the advantages of self-confidence, doing this every day and getting better every day. So hit me up tomorrow, selfpositive.org/blog. I will see you on the podcast. So, till tomorrow, stay awesome, stay positive.